welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Craft beer continues to grow in South Dakota, and this week we'll tell you about two new breweries in the planning stages in southeast South Dakota. One of them is the brainchild of a Wooden Legs alum whose voice you've heard on this program before. But first up, Lee Anderson of Anderson Hop Farm, located near Brandon. Lee says they're in their fifth year of harvest, and now they're going to hold on to their hops.
We've had some different local breweries use our hops, from Crow Peak to Wooden Legs, things of that nature. But we're currently keeping all of our hops right now as we expand into a homestead brew. We're really close. This is my wife, Janelle Anderson. We're pretty excited about it.
He says they plan to focus on events.
What we're really after is like weddings, corporate events, things of that nature. Since we're a little ways out, let's pack, 250, 275 people out there for a night, have a good time, and then, send people on their way.
They hope to start production in January and have kegs available around the area shortly thereafter.
We'll be doing like a white wheat, really heavily handed amber ale, dry hopped, double dry hop, things of that nature, a Vienna lager. I've got about 4.5 years of brewing and about 2 years of distilling, and just a long time in the restaurant industry. I've got a culinary degree from Le Cordon Bleu, so I've done some different managing of restaurants, hiring, firing, writing 3-course beer dinners, seasonal menus.
Lee says they'd really like to add food to their lineup at some point, and the hops are going great.
We grow 5 varieties on 6 acres, Cascade, Chinook, Centennial, Pearl, and the Nugget. And some of them are early maturing, mid to late maturing, so we're able to handle it all appropriately. We've got custom farming equipment, a wolf picker. We've got a 3-tiered oast, baling equipment, pelletizing equipment. So on top of doing a lot of this, we'd really like to get into consulting, custom farming, helping other people get into the hop game.
He says the potential is there for prospective hops farmers.
Last year we turned down about 13 breweries, 2 homebrew stores, and a mega hop distributor. I wish we had enough, so I see the potential in the hop community for a lot of growth.
We'll tell you about another new brewery in the works when Beer Untapped continues. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we find out about a couple of new breweries in the works in eastern South Dakota. We've covered A Homestead Brewing at Anderson Hop Farms. Next up, former Wooden Legs brewer Don Choate is planning a brewery in Sioux Falls.
That's right. It's Obscure Brewing Company. I'll be in the east side of Sioux Falls. I looked at places in Sioux Falls to move into, and I just couldn't find anything I liked, or landlord wouldn't modify their building, so I'm building a small place and going through the motions of doing that and in the planning phase and working with the city to make sure everything is settled and working with attorneys and bankers and all that fun stuff, equipment manufacturers, and it's a fun process, but it is a difficult process.
His original thoughts on the beers he will make have already shifted a little bit.
The Obscure name came from I wanted to do some really unique kind of boutique kind of beers, because when I first dreamed up this idea, that was very popular, and I thought, let's try coriander in a beer and see how that is, and just doing obscure ingredients. But I think even since I've started this project, the market has shifted a little bit that beer drinkers want a solid, good, traditional beer. Like, what is a solid IPA, a solid stout? And that's what I'm kind of focusing my recipes on now, is just try to make the best styles of beer that I can.
He wants to have a production brewery and make his beer available around the area.
But I'd be silly not to have a place where people can come in, visit the brewery, sit down, have a pint, talk to the brewer, talk to other people, and experience the magic of a brew pub where the beer is made on site. Food-wise, that's still in the works. I'd like to do something, but my main focus is making the beer the best it can be, and I can't guarantee that I can make the best hamburger in town. I want to, but I want to be the best beer first.
Don is hoping for an opening date of sometime late next year. Now let's swing over to Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings and Seth Cook.
It is fall and it's time to try some new stuff. We've got some great food that Joe's been putting together in the back. They're all printed into new menus. They'll be online probably right now, actually. If you follow us on Facebook or look over on our website, you can see our new menu items. It's also on Yelp and all the cool review pages. It's pretty sweet. Some hoagies we've added. We've added the hobo pockets, all kinds of cool stuff. Come down and try them. The other thing we did, Perry, is we put a brand new gift card system together for the holidays. The cool thing about the Wooden Legs Brewing gift card is it's like every other gift card. You can load it up and give it to your loved ones. But maybe as importantly, it's reloadable. So, you know, come in, and if you win at trivia night, we can reload your gift card. If you get a special, we can reload your gift card. And we accept orders over the phone. So if people are out of the listening area or listen to us online, if they call in, we can give you a gift card and get it all set up and just have your friends pick it up here.
And don't forget Wooden Legs merchandise for the holidays, t-shirts, glassware, and the like. And don't miss Wooden Legs the night before Thanksgiving.
That is the biggest pizza sale night in the United States, actually. So we're going to jump on board. I know nobody wants to cook that night, so come down, let us cook for you. Joe's going to put a special pizza on. We're going to have some other things going on. And we'll do a growler special that next day, too. So come on down, hang out, friends and family. Don't turn your oven on. That's what the next day's for. We'll pour you some beers, and we'll get you some good food.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.